This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Director General of Military Operations, DGMO of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Kaye, said strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed, who were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure.
I have no doubt in my mind that we achieved total surprise, and those strikes across those 9 terror hubs left more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
The DGMO said he spoke to his Pak counterpart who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Both sides also decided to speak at 12 p.m. today to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. Lieutenant General Rajiv Kaye, however, expressed disappointment that it took only a couple of hours for Pakistan Army to violate these arrangements by cross-border and across line of control firing followed by drone intrusions. He said another hotline message has been sent to his counterpart, highlighting that if there are violations of the understanding tonight or later, these will be responded to fiercely and punitively. The DGMO stressed that the Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counteraction in case of any violation by Pakistan.
If repeated tonight, subsequently or later. In this regard, I must inform all of you that the Chief of Army Staff has earlier today conducted a security review and has granted full authority to our Army commanders for counteractions in the kinetic domain in case of any violation by Pakistan. In the end, I pay my solemn homage to my 5 fallen colleagues and brothers from the armed forces and civilians who have tragically lost their lives in Operation Sindoor. Our hearts go out to the bereaved families.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharati, said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed. Air Marshal Bharati also said the Air Force has achieved its objectives and all the pilots are back home.
All these waves were neutralized by our trained crew using the air defense systems that they have, and also some of them were utilized using our legacy systems like Pechoras and IF Samar, which we have recently acquired. Some were neutralized by the Garud snipers. There was no damage on ground from these incursions and these mass raids, if I could call them, from the Pakistani side.
DGMO Lieutenant General Rajiv Kaye said that on the night of 8th and 9th May, Pakistan flew drones and aircraft into India's airspace and made largely unsuccessful attempts to target numerous military infrastructure. He said violations on the LOC by Pakistan also commenced yet again and precipitated into fierce engagements. The DGMO said that the Pakistan Army has reported to have lost approximately 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between 7th and 10th May. Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing. He added that the forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which were monitored continuously. He added that the Indian Navy remained deployed at sea in a credible deterrent posture to respond decisively to any inimical action by Pakistan.
Thereafter, our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at time of our choosing. The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Naval Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The world leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaja Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has received a call from his Egyptian counterpart, Badr Abdelati. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms and manifestations. Both leaders discussed economic cooperation prospects between India and Egypt. Congress MP and Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi has demanded a special session of Parliament immediately. In his letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Gandhi has reiterated the unanimous request of the opposition to convene a special session of Parliament immediately over the Pehelgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor and ceasefire. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also wrote a letter to the Prime Minister in this regard. In women's cricket team, the Indian women's cricket team thrashed Sri Lanka by 97 runs in the final of the Tri-Nation ODI series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday, lifting the trophy in emphatic style. Batting first, India piled on 342 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs, powered by a majestic 116 from Vice President Smriti Mandhana, her 11th ODI century. Sri Lanka's bowlers managed to take wickets at regular intervals, with Sugandhika Kumari, Malik Madara and Dwemi Vihanga claiming 2 each, but fielding errors proved costly. In reply, Sri Lanka never fully recovered from early blows, folding for 245 in 48.2 overs. Spinner Sneh Rana was lethal with figures of 4 for 38, while pacer Amanjot Kaur backed her up with 3 for 54. With Women's ODI World Cup just 5 months away, the series wins adds morale to the team, giving several positives. And that's the end of this news bulletin.